This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jay Edwards, 610 Sports Radio, get off my bumper traffic.
From downtown Kansas City, it's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. If you missed it, we'll also replay our conversation with Patrick Mahomes as we normally do at 5:15. We talked to Patrick Mahomes about his ankle injury. We'll play that for you coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Our NFL playoff coverage here on 610 is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by a good friend of mine. In my opinion, he is one of the best sports talk hosts in the country. He does afternoons at 670 The Score in Chicago. His birth name is Danny Parkins, but that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, CDOT, and people can check me out also on First and Pod, because they're not going to listen to my show. My show's on right now. Your show's on right now. They're listening to your show, but maybe they'll listen to First and Pod on the Odyssey app, kind of, but wherever else you get your podcast.
I think Mahomes will be somewhere in the 80 to 85%. What I'm really worried about with Mahomes is what makes him so special to me is on 3rd and 8, anything is possible. He could throw for 10 yards. He could throw for 50 yards. He could run for 15 yards. He can buy a little bit of time in the pocket and create that extra 2 seconds to make a big play downfield. I don't know how much of that ability he's going to have in this game. That's what makes him the best player in the league, is his creativity, his ability to improvise. I'm not sure how much his ankle's going to allow him to do that.
Well, no, I'm not sure either, but I'm wondering, like, you talk to him, you're connected, you've got sources, like, are they blowing smoke? They're saying he's going to play, and they're saying it's a high ankle sprain. But are they saying grade 1, grade 2? Are like did he sound concerned? Like, what you said, 80-85%. What are you basing that on, what you saw at the end of the Jaguars game, or on anything else? Like, I haven't made a bet yet on this game, so I'm genuinely curious, like, what you know.
We had Dr. David Chow on the show earlier in the week. That was around the range that he put. He said he thought his mobility would be around 50%, but just overall about an 80-85%. A lot of it is based on what we saw in the game. I thought we had a clear understanding in Saturday's game of what he could and couldn't do in the second half. When they tried to run stretch plays, he looked really bad trying to do it. When he tried to make some kind of lateral plays, like a couple screen plays, I thought he looked really bad. When they kept the play in front of him, I thought he looked fine for the most part. A couple balls sailed high, but I thought he looked good in this. For the most part, Danny, I think they're going to need contribution from somebody other than Kelce and other than Isaiah Pacheco, the running game. You didn't really get a lot from Juju Smith-Schuster, really didn't get a lot from MVS. I mean, Travis Kelce had 14 catches in the game. I think that Cincinnati's going to put a lot of resources on trying to slow Kelce down and kind of cover the middle of the field and force Mahomes to make plays on the outside, which sounds weird given the kind of quarterback that he is, but I think his injury is going to force that to be the case.
Yeah, I think that sounds right. And I wonder how much they're going to say, listen, I mean, since he's really good, but Baltimore almost beat him. And I know that the Ravens defense is way better than the Chiefs defense, but I mean, it took the longest fumble return that you could possibly have in order to have the Bengals even advance to this part. So like, since he's gettable, everybody's gettable. No, there's no unbeatable team in the NFL. It's not how the league is constructed. And I just wonder, you know, Andy Reid has a week to game plan for it. He's the best game planner and the best play caller in the NFL. I wonder how much of it is going to be like keep away. Like if he thinks, all right, I got to protect him. I got to grind the clock. And instead of going for, we'll win this game in the 30s and I relish a shootout, if it's going to be, let's muck this up, let's make it ugly, let's slow it down, let's limit the possessions to therefore increase the variance because my guy, my Superman is no longer invincible right now, so I've got to bring some randomness into the game.
Right now we're talking to Danny Parkins of 670 The Score, going over the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Bengals. Danny, what do you make of the conversation? I know you probably saw the Dan Orlowski quote yesterday that Patrick Mahomes is the best player, he has the most talent, but Joe Burrow is the best quarterback. It just seems like an unnecessary conversation. We all watch the NFL. If every player was available, Patrick Mahomes would be the number one overall pick. And that doesn't mean that it's shade towards how good Joe Burrow is, but Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't know why we're trying to come up with these talking points over the course of the week.
Well, because, yeah, you do, because of the sports take industrial complex, man. Yeah, I thought that it was an odd distinction for Orlovsky to make. I thought that Schrager's was even weirder, where he was like, if they win and Burrow's won four straight, then how could you say that Mahomes is better than Burrow? Well, dude's got a high ankle sprain, and he's got two MVPs and a Super Bowl. So I think it would be pretty obvious how I could say it. You know what I mean? Like the head-to-head thing, it matters, but it only matters to a point. And it's not like Mahomes is out there defending Burrow, nor is Burrow out there defending Mahomes. And let's be honest, at this point, the Bengals do have better weapons than the Chiefs. So I do think it's silly. It's obvious that Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. It's obvious that he's the best quarterback in the NFL. But for this game, if Mahomes is seriously hobbled and the improvisation ability is taken away from him, could you make an argument that, like, both from the pocket, like if there was a rule in place that scrambling and improvisation and secondary throws and that sort of thing was not allowed, right? Like if it was a video game and you had to stay in the pocket for some reason, could you make an argument that you'd rather have Burrow than Mahomes? Sure, but that's not how football is played. So I think it's just filling time and programming and standing out. And I don't think that either one of those guys is necessarily a hot take artist, but I think it's, you know, how social media works. Like you get asked 17 different questions. You get the same question 17 different ways. And at some point you end up saying, well, one is a quarterback and one is a football player, or head-to-head means more. And it's just like, well, you don't really believe that, but you're just answering the question as it's posed. So Mahomes is better than Burrow, but I do think that Burrow is better than Allen. I think that has been settled. And I do think that Burrow is the second-best quarterback in the NFL. I do think that that has been settled. And if he wins again, the gap will narrow. But when you factor in body of work, the randomness that Mahomes can play with that makes him special, and that he already has a ring on his finger and soon to be a second MVP trophy in his trophy case, I still think Mahomes is comfortably number one.
It's just really impressive to me when it comes to Joe Burrow how it's difficult to win road playoff games. I don't think that home field advantage has maybe the advantage that we've placed on it. I just think now teams can communicate better than they ever have before, that you're not rattling Patrick Mahomes going on the road, or Joe Burrow going on the road, or Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts, the high-end quarterbacks in the league. He has more road playoff wins than Joe Montana. He has more road playoff wins than Peyton Manning. We're just talking about a guy who has gone into Buffalo and left with the win, a guy who has gone into Arrowhead and left with the win, that you know, clutch to me is making the absolute biggest plays in the absolute biggest moments. And Joe Burrow has done that consistently for Cincinnati over the last two seasons.
Yeah, he's incredible. He is absolutely incredible. And I don't have much to add to it. I think you're right, and I think it's been borne out in the odds for home field advantage not mattering as much as people use. You know, it's not an automatic 3 points against the spread anymore. It's probably more like 1.5, maybe 2. But it is kind of wild, man. Like, I thought it was a fascinating debate. Would Chiefs fans rather play Cincy at Arrowhead or Buffalo at a neutral site when you feel confident that you can beat Buffalo and Cincy feels confident that they can beat you? And people just said, well, no, give me Arrowhead. Give me Arrowhead. Like, I get it. Loudest stadium in the NFL, best fans in the NFL. Did you see that NFL Films video of those dudes on the Bengals saying we're going to Burrowhead? That is crazy. Like, could you have imagined at John Elway's height them being like, we're going to Elway's home away from home, Arrowhead Stadium? Like, that just shows Burrow's confidence, their confidence in Burrow, the cockiness, the swag, the trash talk. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it, but I'd be playing that card. If the Bengals were all disrespected about selling neutral site AFC Championship game tickets, which is, of course, ridiculous because they were selling them in Cincinnati in case the Jaguars upset the Chiefs, I would be playing those comments in the locker room or in the team meetings. Hey, man, we got to defend our house. They're saying it's Burrowhead. Nah, it's Arrowhead. Like, I hope that people bring it on Sunday, and I know Chiefs fans will, but it was just the type of thing that I was like, you would not have imagined that in the 90s or with Marty Schottenheimer in that era of Chiefs football, that anyone would dare say that it is an Arrowhead, that it's fill-in-the-blank quarterback's name. It's actually their stadium. So if you ever needed any evidence that teams are not afraid to go on the road and win when they're quarterbacked by great players, I think that would tell you it.
And that's what excites me most about this matchup. I gave the take yesterday that this is the best rivalry that we've ever seen in Kansas City, certainly for my generation. I mean, you were here long enough to hear Denny Matthews tell the stories about the Royals and Yankees back in the 70s and the hatred and the pine tar and all of those things. I mean, this is a rivalry at the absolute highest point. We have two good teams who the last 2 years have been playing for the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. You've got two great coaches, two great quarterbacks, great talent on both sides. You always say that you were for more sports hate. These two teams don't like each other. That just equals up for a really exciting AFC championship game.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, listen, the biggest reason to be excited for the game is because you win and you go to the Super Bowl. And you could keep this, you know, dynastic run going and add another impressive thing. Because, I mean, it's gotten to the point where, like, oh, the Chiefs made it to the AFC title game and lost. Ho-hum, those are our expectations. And it would still be an incredible year, winning 14 games, winning a playoff game, winning a division after you lost Tyreek Hill and you got Mahomes another MVP in what was called a transitional year. Like, it would still be a good year, but it wouldn't be a special year or an all-time year or anything like that. Even though the MVP is obviously incredible. I don't think you could say it's the best rivalry in your lifetime, but I just think that back in the day, you know, Marty Schottenheimer crying in front of the team, how many of those Raider Week stories did we hear, man? Like, the free agency was not as rampant. Guys did not change teams in the same way. You know, it was an era where it was unheard of that Favre would play on the Packers and the Vikings, or Johnny Damon would play on the Red Sox or the Yankees. And now that's just so much more common that it would not be ridiculous at all for a Chief to sign with the Raiders or a Bronco to sign with the Chief or anything like that. So I hear what you're saying. It's awesome, but I don't think it's like the best rivalry that Kansas City's ever seen. But I do think it's the best rivalry of the Mahomes-Reed era of Chiefs football.
I think the key to this game, Danny, is pretty simple. You know, you talk about how we have all this time to fill when sometimes the answer is pretty simple. For the Chiefs, it comes down to two things. How well can they protect Patrick Mahomes and protect the ankle? And how well do they protect the football? Over the three matchups against Cincinnati, they have had a lead in the fourth quarter of all three of them. And they have just made a critical mistake in all three of those games to lose. Whether it was the first game where they had multiple penalties on the final drive and then Cincinnati scored, the AFC Championship game where second half they blow the big lead in overtime. The Chiefs get the ball first. Mahomes throws an interception down the middle of the field. And then earlier this year, Chiefs are up 7 driving, and Travis Kelce fumbles the ball, which then leads to the Bengals winning the game. Can the Chiefs win the turnover margin and protect Patrick Mahomes? If they do both, they win in my mind.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not going to dispute either of those things. I mean, I think even more simply, though, like, if Mahomes is seriously hurt, protection will be a part of it. But, I mean, if he's just hurt, he was limping around on handoffs. You know, he was limping on plays where he wasn't running or getting hit. So it's going to be interesting, man. Like, is Toradol going to happen in this game? How much is adrenaline going to carry him? It's good that they're at home and he doesn't have to get on a plane and he doesn't have to deal with swelling. Like, there's all sorts of just, like, little soft factors in terms of what version of Mahomes would be. Like, what if he plays and he isn't effective and he's hobbling around late first quarter, early second quarter, and all of a sudden we're watching 2.5 quarters of Chad Henne? Like, then it's going to be about you gotta definitely win the turnover battle, and you gotta steal a touchdown somewhere, and you gotta get a play on special teams, or they gotta make a mistake. Like, I just think, like, most simply, it is what version of Pat Mahomes shows up at Arrowhead on Sunday, and then everything after that is a distant second, third, and fourth.
Who you got?
I haven't bet it. I honestly don't even know if I will bet it. I'm sure I will at some point. But, man, I think it's very, 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 very hard to pick against healthy Joe Burrow if it's really in play in my mind that Chad Henne plays in the game. So if there's 10 grand on the ground and you get to pick it up if you're right, I think I would say I want Cincinnati over Kansas City.
That's Danny Parkins of 670 The Score, guaranteeing that the Chiefs will win the AFC Championship game as we prepare to head to Phoenix here in a couple of weeks. Danny, you know I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.